Neighborhood representatives, community organizers, and people from health-focused organizations have been brainstorming ways to improve the environment and reduce greenhouse gases with a goal to present a plan to the Springfield City Council by the end of the year. Now they plan to meet on October 1st to discuss how to block a 35-megawatt power plant a developer wants to build on the city's east side. Opponents have battled the project since 2008. The Massachusetts Land Court last month overturned a vote by the city's Zoning Board of Appeals in 2011 and reinstated the building permit for the plant proposed by Palmer Renewable Energy. Michael Anbusi, director of Arise for Social Justice, said the court's decision is a huge setback.
I mean, we proposed the biomass plant to keep the air in the city from getting worse. We're already going to have extra traffic from the casino. Then we're going to have the Route 91 redesign. We're going to have diesel trucks looming over the city for years, spewing diesel. Come on, where do we stop? We've got to protect the health of the people of the city.
Busey and two neighbors of the proposed plant are appealing the land court's decision. The Springfield City Council voted 11-1 last week to file an appeal, even though Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has refused to authorize funds for the case. Springfield City Council President Michael Fenton, who is a lawyer, said he filed the notice of appeal by the September 15th deadline and will explore options for pro bono counsel.
I can't speak to whether or not there is supply for our demand for that pro bono counsel in this case, but I think it's reasonable to assume that there will be some interest from attorneys and different organizations to represent us in a pro bono capacity.
Proponents of the plant point out that it received a permit from the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection in 2012 and will create 200 construction jobs and 50 permanent jobs. But critics, including the Conservation Law Foundation and Massachusetts Toxics Action Center, contend the government's air pollution standards are too lax. Leanne Warner, a leader of Stop Toxic Incineration in Springfield, warned the plant would have far-reaching effects in the Pioneer Valley.
The whole basin is going to breathe the air. It's important for everybody who lives in the area to take an interest in this.
Groups working on the Climate Action Plan for Springfield, in addition to Arise for Social Justice, include Climate Action Now, Pioneer Valley Asthma Coalition, Live Well Springfield, and the New North Citizens Council. Members of the coalition plan to participate in the People's Climate March in New York City on Sunday. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.